Hey, yesterday something really interesting happened. The rideshare company Uber had to pay $272 million to compensate Aussie taxi and hire car drivers for the loss of income and license values. Now, this was a five-year legal battle. They got all the way to the court yesterday. Uber blinked at the doors of the court. They were there ready to go inside. Oh. And Uber said, all right, okay. We'll settle. Ooh. And so settlement happened literally on the steps of the courthouse. And 8,000 taxi and car hire owners have joined that class action. But I don't know what, last night on the project, there was this guy saying, well, am I going to get any money? Who's getting the money?
Yeah. Yeah. And also it's where's the it going? Victorian Supreme Court. So does that mean it's nationwide?
Yeah.
But Ralph is a cabbie, a real deal cabbie. He's joined us now. What do you think about this? This Uber compensation payout?
Mark, I think that Uber award was Australia-wide because I went in it.
Okay, so are you happy with the payout?
Oh, well, it won't affect me that much. I might get an all-day sucker or a stubby out of it. But
So it's an Australia-wide class action, and did you have to put some money in or how were you involved, Ralph?
No, it was no win, no pay. I just went in it out of interest just so I'd get the emails to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
And it took about 5 years. And I think the owners and that own the taxis will probably benefit more out of it than what the drivers and the limousine drivers will.
I see.
Yeah, when you divide it all up, you know, if you just say there's $272 million minus whatever they took, you divide it by 8,000, well, it's about 34,000 each, you know. Well,
yeah.
And then if you raise the stakes for the owners, well, the drivers aren't going to get much, you know, like maybe, you know, sort of set a stubby out of it.
Yeah. Hey, now, Ralph, how long have you been driving a cab?
About 10 years.
Because there was a guy last night on the project and he said he raised his family on 40 hours a week as a cabbie. And he said you could drive a cab for 80 hours a week now and still not earn enough to raise your family.
Oh, that's correct, yeah. I mean, it's really only a job for pensioners like me, you know, just to do a couple of days and make a little bit extra. But, you know, some of the guys do all right, I think, you know, but if they work, put the hours in, that's the thing, you have to put the hours in. You do a lot of sitting around and waiting, you know. I mean, you might be out for 12 hours, but you might only drive for three, you know what I mean? So you've got plenty of time to do crossword puzzles and read a book or whatever. Well, I'm not a real expert on it, you know, but maybe one of the guys in the office might be the best guy to talk to if you want a real good outline on it. But that's just a basic outline of what happened, you know.
Well, we appreciate it, mate. And if you get that stubby, we'll go your halves. Good on you, mate. That is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning, buddy. And we are very happy to say, if you want to join us and you're a cabbie and you want to have a say on that compensation payout from Uber. I was mispronouncing it. Thank you for the correction there, Ralph. Melanie joins us now. Melanie, you think that this is not the right decision.
I don't understand why there's such a class action to start with, because I thought we were allowed to have competition in Australia. So you have, you know, we've got Coles, Woolworths and Aldi and everybody else, but with taxi drivers, they can't have any competition.
The difference is that taxi drivers used to have to pay to buy a taxi license plate, and they were worth about $100,000.
Big money.
And you weren't allowed to just run a taxi without paying the government $100,000. So then when Uber came in, they just rode roughshod over that.
Ignored it.
And they operated illegally. And they just said, oh, bad luck, we're not a taxi service, we're a rideshare service.
Yeah.
And that was a legal loophole that was just an unfair advantage over taxi drivers who'd done the right thing.
And they charmed the public while they did it because it was new technology and they were giving out free bottles of water and everything was perfumed.
It was when the gig economy was new and a law and tax was not keeping up with the changes.
Yeah.
And so the taxi drivers genuinely do deserve compensation.
Although you just said it was a legal loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't right.
Then surely that nobody has done anything wrong. I mean, I don't think it's absolutely a fair decision, in all honesty. I think we should be having some sort of competition out there.
Well, I think the cabbies are still competing, though. Are you saying that there isn't competition now?
No, but I don't understand why you'd have to, why Uber has to pay so much for a legal loophole. If they were legally allowed to do it, then surely they would have a case, obviously, to keep going, which they are, I'm presuming.
Yes.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to have a huge payout for something that was actually legal to do.
Yeah, it just wasn't right. That's all. I think they want to put it behind them, but I think the right decision was made yesterday.
I think the point is they've paid to have a license as a cab. They've paid a government authority that basically couldn't do anything or didn't do anything to stop Uber from coming in. So you have to sit back and go, well, hang on, these guys have paid $100,000 to be cabbies, yet they didn't stop Uber from taking over the market.
Uber rode roughshod over that. They took the punt and now they've paid the price.
Fair enough. By the way, you're right. It is raining in Maruchi.
Thank you. Thanks, Melanie. That's good. At least she said I was right about something. I'm very happy about that.